Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, TaxMama.com. All of her books are there. All of her columns are there. All of her blogs are there. All of her questions that she asks and all the questions that she answers are all right there. And she teaches an outstanding course, lots of different courses. You got your enrolled agent course. How many different courses do you teach online? Eva, are you there?
It goes. Yeah.
Say it again. How many courses?
Yeah, the big course is the enrolled agent course because that runs for 6 months. But then I teach probably about another 20 or 30 courses through CPE Link. And, of course, I have my own Trump tax course, and that's pretty important. And the reason the Trump tax course is important is because so many people are coming back to me from seminars they've gone to, and they're getting some really bad information.
Wow.
You know, somebody said that people who have service corporations, personal service corporations, are not getting the 21% tax rate all the other corporations.
You mean 20% tax cut? I mean tax credit, right?
No.
You talking about for pass-throughs or for corporations?
Jim, be quiet for a second. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
The 21% tax rate that corporations are now paying.
Right.
The corporate tax rate is 21%.
Right.
For personal service corporations, it used to be 35%. And somebody was just posting that they were going to a seminar, and the instructor was saying personal service corporations for accountants, attorneys, architects, and so forth, are not getting that 21% tax rate. This is BS. Yes,
they're confused. Aren't they confused, Eva? Because, how many personal service corporations do you know are C-Corps?
Not many. Some are.
They're almost all pass-throughs.
They're almost all pass-throughs, but it's a good strategy because you can get a lot of the employee benefits as the owner that you can't get as a C-Corp.
Right. I agree, but you're conflating the 21% tax rate.
21% tax rate.
But
what I'm saying is there are a lot of people out there getting bad information, and my Trump tax course actually has the correct information. So that's a pretty important course. Anyway,
you brought this up. I got to clear this up. But it is true that if you have a pass-through personal service company, you're subject to not, depending on how much income you make, and you're subject to not being able to take that deduction, that 20% deduction that small business owners were given, allegedly, or conveyed in the tax bill. You're subject to not being able to take that. That is true. Not the 21% cut, but
talking about the 20% qualified business income.
I wonder if those people are conflating the people who came back to you. It sounded to me, the way you said it, it sounded like they were conflating those two.
No. They were being very specific about that in their post that they put into Facebook.
Yeah.
Another talk show host
sent
me information that his accountant was posting while he was at this event, and I'm just scratching my head because he's getting it wrong.
Getting it wrong. So, well, we don't get it wrong here on this show. We know how it works because I am concerned that as we wrap up here, Eva, I am concerned that there's a lot of bad information out there. It really troubles me that this new tax bill is probably going to help small business owners some, but it's creating a lot of confusion right now. And I just wonder if it's going to be worth the trouble.
Well, before we go, I really want to get back to what you brought up.
You got 30 seconds.
It is available to S corporations as long as your income, the qualified small business deduction, the 20% deduction,
right,
is available to S corporations.
No, I agree.
To an accountant, yeah, who actually knows.
No, we know that. No, we know it's available to S corps,
okay,
unless you're a personal services or you're the brand. And
No. If your income is low enough,
it's
up to $315,000 income.
That was what I said. If your income isn't too much, I said that earlier. Thank you, Eva.
Yes.
Good job. Come back soon, Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.